各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣看顾我们，很平安啊，过了一个安息。
Thanks the grace of the Lord that our past week has been a peaceful one.
我们也在这边啊，用一颗感恩啊、喜乐的心啊，来到主的面前来敬拜神。
Over here we have come before God with a heart of thanksgiving.
我们来看一段圣经。
Let's read a Bible verse.
看约翰福音十二章。
Please turn to Gospel of John chapter
12. 约翰福音十二章第一节。
John chapter 12 verse 1.
逾越节前六天，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死复活之处。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大事后，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。这边记载玛利亚膏主的事情。
So here it talk about that Mary has put the perfume on Jesus'feet.
那个屋里呢就满了膏的香气。
And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
那么这个当中也有后面的一些记载。
And there are a continuation to this passage later on.
我们从这一段圣经里面
from this passage,
我们可以体会到这个香气这也是很美的事情。
And I think that fragrance is indeed wonderful.
我们常常在讲说这个气氛。
And we often talk about atmosphere.
这个气氛好跟气氛不好。
Having good atmosphere or bad atmosphere.
有的家庭盖得非常的美。
Some families has good house.
但是有的父母跟子女之间有冲突。
But they have conflicts within their family.
那么有的是夫妻之间争吵。
Sometimes there are quarrels between husbands and wives.
所以心灵就没有得到安静。
Therefore, in their heart, they receive no peace.
有时候因为生气，有时候也因着赌气。
And sometimes because of anger or their refusal to settle.
本来一个很美的家。
It was meant to be a good family.
这个香气就失落了。
And then, just because of that, the fragrance has lost.
这一段圣经里面呢。
And in this passage that we just read.
提到说耶稣来到伯大尼。
It talk about Jesus has arrived at Bethany.
有一次我去参观一个地方，叫做伯大尼之家。
There's once I visit a place called Bethany's house.
我到那个伯大尼之家有一个感想。
And I have this thought about the house of Bethany.
因为它是收留孤儿的。
And it is a place where they receive orphans.
里面的孤儿都是大孩子带小孩子。
And the orphans in the house, the elder ones will take care of the younger ones.
这个大哥哥大姐姐带小弟弟小妹妹。
And the elder ones will take care of the younger ones.
里面只有几个工人。
And there is only a few workers work in the orphanage.
我听里面的工作人员说。
And I heard some of the workers said.
他们这个伯大尼之家已经成立了好几十年。
And this house of Bethany has already established for more than 10 years.
他们有时候开着车子去市场买菜。
Sometimes they drove everyone to go to the market to buy groceries.
菜市场的人都很有爱心都把菜送给他们。
And those people in the market always give things, groceries to them for free out of their love.
买猪肉的时候或者买什么肉类食品，有的老板也知道他们是孤儿的一个场所所以就很有爱心的来关心他们。
And some of the people who sells meat or fish, they would give out their meat and fish to them just because they know they're from the orphanage.
世界上也有很多孤儿流离失所，得不到家庭的温暖。
And there are many other orphans are strung all over this world who are not being taken care of.
就像台湾大地震之后，也有很多孤儿没有父母。
Just like after the great earthquake happened last year in Taiwan, there are many children became orphans.
那有些善心人士啊，就因为爱来照顾他们。
And there are many philanthropists, they took care of these children.
所以这个爱心啊，是一股非常美的香气。
Therefore, having love, it is indeed a stream of fragrance.
也因为他们的善行。
And it is because of their good deeds.
让很多人感觉非常的温馨。
It allow many people to feel the warmth.
今天我们世界上的人。
The people in this world today.
我们在灵命上啊，有时候也像孤儿。
Sometimes in our spirituality, we're just like orphans.
我们更需要主耶稣的爱。
All the more we need the love of the Lord.
今天世界上很多地方。
Therefore, there are many places in this world.
都盖了很美的教堂。
People built beautiful chapels and churches.
我们也可以知道，耶稣来到世上。就是要救世人。
We know that Jesus came to this world to save people.
所以耶稣来到伯大尼。
And therefore, when Jesus came to Bethany,
这个家庭是主耶稣所爱的家庭。
This is a family that has been loved by Jesus.
这个家庭里面有彼此相爱的姐姐跟弟弟。
And in this family, they have loving sisters and brothers.
他们可能父母不在。
And perhaps their parents are no longer with them.
但是因为耶稣来到这边
Just because Jesus came to their home.
也发生了一些事情
And there are some many things happened.
所以这个屋里就满了膏的香气
Therefore the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
耶稣来到伯大尼
And Jesus came to Bethany.
我们有时候会看到主耶稣来到哪里 那里就有恩典
We often see that where Jesus went, there will be filled with grace.
在迦拿的宴席里面啊，酒用尽了。
During one feast, the wine ran out.
但是他们体会到，这个好酒留到如今。
But they felt that the good wine has been kept till today.
因为耶稣来到那个家庭。
Because when Jesus came to the family,
所以那个地方这个迦拿的这个新婚的家庭就有问题就得到解决。
And the family of Canaan, their problem has been solved by Jesus.
我们也常常在家庭里面挂了一个牌子，叫做“基督是我家之主”。
Sometimes we do have a plate where we hang in the middle of our home, saying that the Lord is our head of our family.
因为主耶稣他来到每个家庭，进入每个教会。
When Jesus came to each family, it is to enter the church.
主耶稣他更进入我们每个人的心中。
And all the more, Jesus has entered to enter into each individual's hearts.
我们是不是会请耶稣来？
Will we welcome Jesus coming?
我们跟主耶稣的关系如何？
What is our relationship with Jesus.
赞美诗157首说无论陆地无论海洋耶稣同在就是神国。
In hymn number 157 it says no matter where we are as long as we have the presence of the Lord we are in heaven.
所以当逾越节前六天主耶稣来到伯大尼的时候
Therefore when Jesus came to Bethany on the sixth day
他们也记着拉撒路从死复活之处。
They remember the resurrection of Lazarus.
所以有主耶稣来，真的是非常美好。
Therefore, it is so wonderful to have Jesus coming.
所以我们每个人都应该去接纳主耶稣，成为我们心中的王。
So we must receive Jesus as the King, as our King in our hearts.
成为我们一家之主。
To have him become the head of our families.
也让主耶稣在神的国度教会里面。
So that within the realm of God's kingdom and also within the house of God,
啊, 满有他的恩典,
it will fill with his abundant grace.
第一节说耶稣来到伯大尼,
first point is that he came to Bethany.
啊, 所以这个家庭是蒙恩, 蒙爱, 也是蒙福的家庭,
and this is a blessed family filled with abundant grace.
啊, 他们这个家是信主, 爱主,
and this is a family that loved the Lord and believe in the Lord.
啊, 也是侍奉主的家庭,
and they are a family of service.
第二节说,
and second verse is that
啊, 有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席,
it says, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor.
啊, 有人, 这个人是谁, 这里没有写,
so who, as to who has given this dinner, it didn't mention.
啊, 马可福音14章写着说这个人可能是西门,
In Mark chapter 14, it said this person might have been Simon.
啊, 有人为耶稣预备筵席,
and someone has prepared a dinner for Jesus.
啊, 要预备筵席也要, 啊, 借着爱心来做,
To prepare dinner for someone, you have to do it all of your love.
啊, 有时候我们做一件事情,
sometimes when we do a certain thing,
我们也是要去做准备,
and we often have to make preparations.
啊, 因为要接待一个人,
because when you receive someone,
或者要做一件事,
or when you are about to do something,
啊, 都是很辛苦的,
it is not easy task.
啊, 比如说我们, 温哥华教会,
take for example our church in Vancouver.
啊, 有时候也有很多接待的工作,
and there are many work such as receptions.
啊, 接待的工作, 啊, 也是辛苦,
and reception works aren't very easy.
啊, 但是我们所做的,
but all that we have done,
啊, 也是凭着爱心来做,
it is out of our love that we do it.
所以我们可以看到这个人,
therefore, we could see this person.
虽然没有写名字,
even though his name was not mentioned in the Bible,
他所做的是很美的,
but all that he has done was wonderful.
我们今天在主的面前,
so before God today,
我们也不一定要有名字或者没有名字,
we don't have to have our name listed.
啊, 有名当然很美,
of course, to have our name announced, it was good.
无名的爱心更美,
but it is more wonderful even if we have our name unlisted.
我们得到人的称赞, 啊, 当然我们, 啊, 都彼此勉励,
and if we receive the praises from others, we encourage one another.
啊, 但更重要的, 我们要得神喜悦,
but the most important of all is that we must ask for the we must please the Lord.
啊, 如果他没有这个爱, 他怎么会去做这件事情?
Why would someone do something without having love for it?
哦, 所以这个爱心是一种香气。
Therefore, love is kind of fragrance.
我们来看以弗所书第五章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1.
所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。这边说要凭爱心行事。
So here it says we must do things out of our love.
哎, 像主耶稣爱我们一样。
Just like Jesus loved us.
而且这个是馨香的供物。
And this is a fragrant offering.
哦, 所以这个爱心, 哦, 也是馨香之气。
Therefore, love is considered as a fragrant offering.
他预备了, 啊, 这个房子,
and she has prepared his house.
也预备了这个家庭,
and also prepared his family.
啊, 也借着他的, 啊, 时间, 还有他的力量,
and also use his time and effort.
啊, 来了, 做了这件事,
in order to accomplish this matter.
哦, 所以他预备筵席,
therefore he prepared dinner.
有时候我们有家庭聚会,
sometimes we hold family services.
啊, 我们有很多弟兄姐妹来到家里,
and we have many brothers and sisters come to our service.
啊, 当然我们有的人会接待,
of course some people will receive them.
啊, 当然这个接待方面, 每个人所准备的也各有不同,
and of course the way people prepare for their family service may be different than others.
如果以圣经所讲, 一杯凉水, 是最简单又容易。
And some people might say that in the Bible it says that even a cup of water will be the simplest.
好，但是我们在接待上面啊，我们也能够啊，借着个人所行的合乎中道。
But in our reception, we can also do according to modesty.
啊，其实无论吃无论喝啊，都是要为荣耀神来行。
But as we think about it, it doesn't matter if you eat or drink, everything is out of the grace of God.
因为其中有爱，就有香气。
Because when you have love, there is fragrance.
我曾经去一个教会参加安息圣日的聚会。
I have been to this one church where I attended Sabbath service.
啊，早上聚会完，中午就是像我们这里啊用爱餐。
The same like us today. They held morning service, and then after that they have lunch.
啊，因为这间教会我已经很久没有去了。
And that was a church that I have long missed.
哎，结果在这个餐厅的这个墙壁上看了好几行的字。
And then I saw a few words have been written on the wall, in the lunch hall.
啊，原来是年轻人啊，就写了圣经节，把它贴在那里。
And as I look clearly, it is a Bible verse that has been posted on the wall.
啊，说人活着不是单靠食物。
And it says, for man to live is not on food only.
哦，靠神口中所出的一切话。
It is by the words of God.
哦，他又写的说，神的国不在乎吃喝。
And it also says that the kingdom of God is not on food only.
啊，旁边那边又写的白什么吃什么。
And
白什么吃什么。
It also says that eat what you get.
哦，都是跟吃有关系。
And everything has to do with eating.
但是看一看，什么都也不必吃。
And as I looked at it, nothing you can eat actually.
啊，其实吃很重要。
In fact, eating is very important.
因为我们都需要吃。
Because we all need food.
啊，但是在啊这个吃喝当中
，But as we eat and drink,
啊，我们啊也能够体会到这个爱的香气。
And we must feel the fragrance.
那个教会安息圣日的中午啊。
And as I attended the lunch at that church,
哎，煮个面。
And then the church cooked noodles for everyone.
几个小菜。
And they had a few dishes.
哎，觉得很温馨。
And I felt so warm.
哦，其实我们今天在教会里面用爱餐。
And as a matter of fact, as we take a partake fellowship lunch in the church,
我们也是有人在预备。
And
中午的爱餐。
We know that there are people who prepare for the lunch.
哦，这个都是凭着爱心来行事的。
And they have done everything out of their love.
哦，所以我们所做的事
，Therefore, in everything that we do,
啊，能够凭爱心来做
，We must do out of our love.
这个是一种香气。
And it is a kind of fragrance.
因为主的爱激励了你。
And because of the love of God has touched you.
啊，你也用爱主的心来做。
And you must do it out of your love.
再看第二节。
Let's go on to verse 2.
啊，这边说马大事后。马大事后。
So here it says Martha afterwards.
啊，在路加福音里面呢。
In a book of Luke.
有记载说以前的马大，他为了侍奉主吼，施力环绕。怨言很多。
It did record that when Martha wanted to serve Jesus, she complained a lot throughout her preparation for the food.
心里慌乱。
And she was very confused.
哦，她也在主耶稣面前打抱不平。
And she complained before Jesus.
那主耶稣就对她说。
And therefore Jesus told her.
说马大马大，你为这许多事思虑烦恼。
And he said to Martha, you have worried for so many things.
哦，但是不可少的有一件。
But there is one thing that you should not should have.
哦，就是玛利亚得到上好的福分。
That is, Mary has received the best blessings.
啊，这个侍奉的工作也是一种香气。
And the work of service is also a kind of fragrance.
有时候我们借着我们的恩赐来侍奉主。
Sometimes we serve the Lord by our gifts given.
啊，服事必须要借着手，借着力量来做。
And in order to serve, we need to use our hands and effort.
但是如果思虑环绕，就没有香气了。
But as we put our anxieties into it, there will be no fragrance.
如果怨天尤人，也没有香气。
And if we complained, there's also having no fragrance at all.
所以这个马大侍候，他有这个恩赐。
Therefore, even Martha has such a gift to serve.
但是侍奉神的人，
But for those who serve the Lord,
应该要享受侍奉的恩典。
They must enjoy the way they serve the Lord,
而不是忍受侍奉的重担。
It is not to tolerate the burden of service.
如果忍受侍奉中的重担，
And if you serve the Lord in such a way that you have to tolerate,
就会像以前的马大思虑环绕。
It will be just like Martha that she is bound by anxieties.
我们能够享受侍奉中的恩典。
We must enjoy ourselves in our service to the Lord.
因为主的担是轻省的。
Because the burden of the Lord is light.
所以我们侍奉神用火热的心是十分的喜乐。
Therefore, when we serve the Lord with our fervency, we are filled with joy.
所以我们做圣工也能够很高兴的用感恩的心来做。
And then we could serve the Lord with a heart of thanksgiving and joy.
我们侍奉神要有马大的双手，也要有玛利亚的心。
When we serve the Lord, we must both having the heart of having the hands of Martha and also the heart of Mary.
我们侍奉也要灵修。
And as we serve, we must cultivate ourselves in spirit.
这样对我们来讲灵性才有造就。
And then we could consider that as something that is edifying.
那这个当中十二章，约翰福音十二章又讲。
And in John chapter 12, it continued saying.
看第三节。
Let's go on with verse 3.
玛利亚拿着一斤极贵重的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚。
And then Mary took about a pint of pure nard.
然后这个过程当中，因为玛利亚这个用香膏抹主。
And she poured it on Jesus' feet.
但是这个当中有一个门徒他就有点意见。
But at this time, there's a disciple who has some opinion about that.
看第四节。
Let's go on with verse 4.
有一个门徒就是那将要卖耶稣的犹大，加略人犹大说，这香膏为什么不卖30两银子，周济穷人呢？他说这话不是挂念穷人。他是贼，又带着钱囊，常取其中所存的。这个犹大他的这个所表现出来的。
So what Judas has said?
我们可以看到这个香气。玛利亚她能够做的这个事，让屋里满了膏的香气。
And we have found out that the things that Mary has done has filled the house with all the fragrance.
但是马大我们可以了解到他留下来的是臭气。玛利亚犹大。
And then we could see that Judah has left, did not leave any fragrance at all in the house.
同样一件事情发生。
And this is the same one thing that had happened.
可以让他有香气，也可以很和气的。
And they could put it differently. One could create a fragrance, and the other can put it off.
但是有时因为有怨言，
and sometimes because of words of complaints,
这个时候就香气就打了折扣。
And then the fragrance will be depleted.
我们来看传道书。
Please turn to Ecclesiastes.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
传道书十章第一节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1.
使苍蝇使坐香的膏油发出臭气，这样一点愚昧也能败坏智慧和尊荣。这传道书十章一节这样讲。
So at Ecclesiastes chapter 1, 10 verse 1 it said,
本来这个香膏是香的。
He said this perfume was meant to be fragrant.
但是死苍蝇会让它发臭。
But the dead flies give perfume a bad smell.
哦，所以有时候愚昧也会败坏智慧尊荣。
Therefore, a little folly always wisdom and honor.
那这个也告诉我们，有时候我们因为人的个性。
Sometimes due to our personal characters,
或者我们的软弱
or our weaknesses,
有时候我们会生气啊
we are angry at times,
或者有赌气的事啊
or we refuse to compromise at times,
或者有怨气
or sometimes we do have words of complaint.
这个当中有时候也有软弱啊跟过错。
And under these circumstances, we have our weaknesses and we have our iniquities. And therefore, the perfume will become a bad smell.
那我们再看回来这个约翰福音十二章。
Let's turn back to John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
第三节。
Verse 3.
玛利亚用一斤极贵的真拿达香膏抹耶稣的脚，又用自己头发去擦，屋里就满了膏的香气。这里谈到玛利亚奉献香膏。
So here talks about the offerings of Mary of the perfume.
这个一斤香膏，也有这个将近一年的工资。
This pint of pure nard is equivalent to a year's wage.
但是他抹耶稣的脚。
But She put it on Jesus' feet.
当然，这个香膏要抹，也要打破。
And of course, to pour it on Jesus' feet, she has to first of all break the bottle.
如果没有这个香膏啊，这个屋里没有这个香气。
Without such a perfume, the house will not be filled with fragrance.
但是如果没有前面那个人的预备，没有马大的侍候。
But if Martha has not done her part of preparations.
哦，玛利亚也借这个机会能够用香膏来抹主。
Then Mary would not have such an opportunity to pour the nard on Jesus' feet.
哦，那香膏要流出来。
And then the perfume has to be poured out.
这个香膏要打破。
And then before it is poured out, it has to be broken.
啊，其实我们今天每一个人在主的面前。
As a matter of fact, before the Lord today.
啊，都有每个人的香膏。
And we have our own personal perfume.
哦，但是这个香膏如果没有打破
，and if we do not break our perfume,
哦，玉瓶不打破，香膏流不出来。
If you don't break this nard, the fragrance will not be let out.
屋里也没有香气
，and the house will not be filled with fragrance.
所以这个玉瓶它打破啊，香膏流出来。
Therefore, after she broke the nard, then the fragrance came out.
有时候我们个人有时候会想说，这个玉瓶是我所拥有的。
Sometimes we thought that this bottle is something that I have.
啊，如果大家都留着
，if everyone tried to keep it to themselves，
只是个人所拥有的。
And you can only think that that is something that belongs to you yourself.
但是当我们会坐在主的身上的时候
，but as we do this unto Jesus，
在表面上来看来是一种牺牲。
On the appearance, it seems that it is a kind of sacrifice.
如果以世俗人的眼光，它是浪费。
If we look at this with a worldly perspective, we think that it's something wasteful.
哦，犹大也是这样讲。
And even Judas said so.
为什么不帮助穷人
？He said, "Why don't you help the poor?"
那这个当中，我们可以了解为什么要去打破。
And we must first of all understand why should she break the nard.
为什么要抹耶稣
？Why is there a necessity to pour down Jesus' feet?
主耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留。”
Jesus said,
看第七节。
Let's go on to verse 7.
主耶稣说：“由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留。”
So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the days of my burial."
你们常有穷人，但是你们不常有我。
You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me.
这个做善事帮助穷人当然是应该的。
doing charities or doing good things is necessary for us.
行善是本分,
it is our duty to perform charities, but it is also an opportunity.
但是坐在主的身上,
but doing it on Jesus is also a kind of opportunity.
玛利亚她所做的是完全的为主,
what Mary has done is solely for the sake of Jesus, because she truly loved Jesus.
她抹耶稣的脚, 你看她多么的谦卑,
she wiped it on Jesus' feet to show her humility.
用头发去擦, 我们也看到她是完全把荣耀归给主。
And using her hair to wipe it on his feet, it is to give glory to Jesus.
她所做的是完全都了解主耶稣的心意。
And all the things that she has done, it is because she understands how Jesus felt.
而且是很适时的去做。
And it was done appropriately.
所以做事有时候是一个机会。
Sometimes doing things, it takes opportunity.
有时候也是要做在主的身上。
And sometimes we have to do it on Jesus.
那怎么去做?
And how should we do it?
有些人也是准备香膏,要抹主啊。
Some people has also prepared a pint of nard, but they had no chance or opportunity to show it on Jesus.
看路加福音,
please turn to Luke.
路加福音的, 24章,
please turn to Luke chapter 24.
第一节,
verse 1.
7日的头一日黎明的时候, 那些妇人带着所预备的香料来到坟墓前, 看见石头已经从
But Jesus was gone.
好, 所以行善也是机会, 奉献也是机会。
Therefore, for us to do good things or for us to offer ourselves, it all takes opportunity.
啊, 我以前听过一个见证,
I have heard this one testimony.
有一个年老的执事,
there was one old deacon.
他在临终的时候,
before he passed away,
他身边准备了三包,
he has prepared three packs of money.
以前的传道都是很久很久才经过一个地方这样。
And the preacher in the early days, they only
经过是擂台，就是巡牧的方式路过那个教会。
Oh, okay, in the early days, for the preachers to pass by a church for the second time will take a long time.
那这个老执事啊,
and this elderly deacon,
他就把他的心意, 告诉这个传道人,
and he told his intention to one of the preachers.
说, 他这里的, 这三包啊, 是一包给某一个教会的一个, 瞎眼的信徒,
and he said that one of these three packs of money is to give to a blind sister in a church.
那还有一包就是给一个地方的一个寡妇,
another one was supposed to be given to a widow.
还有一个是给某个地方盖会堂,
and the third one was supposed to be given to a church which is in the process of building.
因为他也想说他年纪大了,
and he thought that he is old, getting old already.
他存这些也没有什么用。
There's no purpose for him to leave all this money behind.
结果很奇妙。
And it was miraculous enough.
这个事情就这样流传下来。
And this testimony has been passed on to many.
他也做了这些美事。
And he has done all these good deeds.
有时候是真的是机会。
Sometimes it's only an opportunity.
虽然钱不多, 但是, 寡妇两个小钱, 也是一个大钱。
Even though there was not a big sum of money, but the two pennies from a widow, it is considered as big money.
所以这个奉献哦, 是香气。
Therefore, offering in itself is a kind of fragrance.
马其顿的教会, 去帮助耶路撒冷的信徒。
And for the church in Macedonia to help the members in Jerusalem.
这个都是蒙神纪念的。
And that is remembered by the Lord.
我们世界各地常常有教会在盖会堂。
And we have many of our churches in the process of buildings all over the world.
很多同龄都很爱主。
and many of our members are God loving.
所以这个奉献是一种香气。
Therefore, offering is a kind of fragrance.
它是坐在主的身上。
It is done on to Jesus.
那这里又有一提到这个拉撒路的事情。
So here he mentioned about the incidents of Lazarus.
我们来看第一节，十二章第一节。
Please turn to John chapter 12, verse 1.
说主耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死复活之处。那么再看第九节。
Let's skip to verse 9.
有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里就来了，不但为耶稣的缘故，也要看从死复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀。因为有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故，就回去信耶稣。这边说要看从死里复活的拉撒路。
So here it says many of the Jews wanted to see Lazarus, who has been raised from the dead.
有的人是不但为耶稣的缘故，也为拉撒路的缘故回去信耶稣了。
Some people came for the sake of Jesus. Some people came for the sake of Lazarus.
这个拉撒路的活见证是一个香气。
And the living testimony of Lazarus was indeed a kind of fragrance.
圣经里面虽然没有特别写拉撒路的很多事情。
Even the Bible did not mention too many things about Lazarus.
但是他从死里复活这种属灵的生命。
But to be raised from the dead is a kind of spiritual life.
是一种无声的见证。
It is of speechless testimony.
它能够吸引人到主的面前来。
It attracts people to come before the Lord.
让人要来看看耶稣，来看看拉撒路。
It will make people wanting to come to see Jesus, to hear him.
我们今天在邻居生活当中。
Today when we live, we have neighbors.
我们很想传福音。
And we want to preach so much.
那邻居也看到我们的行为。
And our neighbors do see our deeds.
当我们跟他们邀请说，我们有家庭聚会。
And as we invite them to come to our evening services.
我们教会有布道。
And or if we have evangelical services at the church.
那他也因为看到你，也想来看看教会。
Perhaps the person want to come to the church just because they know you.
因为我们今天信主。
And just because we believe in the Lord today.
我们受洗也是跟主同死同埋葬同复活。
And after we baptize, we have been buried together with Jesus.
所以我们信主的人要像拉撒路同死复活一样。
And to be a Christian, we must be just like Lazarus that's been raised from the dead.
拉撒路把这个生命的道表明出来。
And Lazarus has expressed himself on this living truth.
所以很多人为耶稣的缘故要看看这个拉撒路。
Therefore, for the sake of Jesus and Lazarus, many people wanted to see them.
耶稣行的这个神迹。
And Jesus has performed such a miracle.
来看看耶稣，看看拉撒路。
They came to see Jesus and Lazarus.
有的人也是这样啊，听说真耶稣教会有神迹，有神同在，我去看看。
And some people are just like that. When they hear that, True Jesus Church has such and such testimony, I just want to go there and check it out.
所以我们看到人来到主的面前。
So as we see people come before the Lord,
我们教会也是要有东西给人家看。
And we must have something to show those people who come to the church.
因为我们这里有耶稣啊。
Because we have the presence of Jesus here.
我们有很多我们属灵的生命改变的人。
We have many people who has been changed spiritually.
为了拉撒路的缘故回去信耶稣了。
And for the sake of Lazarus, people came to believe Jesus.
我们的好行为是一种香气。
Good deeds can be considered as a kind of fragrance.
我们的活见证有一种属灵的生命。
Our living testimony is a kind of living
有属灵的生命。
It bears a spiritual life.
借着这种生命能够影响人到主的面前来。
So that through our testimonies that we could appeal others from coming to church.
所以我们从这里可以看到，这个虽然是一段故事。
So we could see, even though this is only a story,
啊，但是香气就从这些人物当中散发出来了。
And we could see the fragrance has been, expressed out of these people from the house.
我们今天在人的面前，在神的面前
，So before man and God today,
我们也要这样去追求。
We must pursue, likewise.
神给每个人的恩赐不同。
The gifts given to each individuals are different.
有人是做预备的工作。
Some people, they are in charge of work of preparations.
来准备筵席。
They prepare a feast.
马大他侍候。
Martha, after Martha served.
玛利亚来用香膏抹耶稣。
And then Mary came to pour the perfume on Jesus.
哦，这个屋里就满了膏的香气。
And then the house was filled with the fragrance.
还有一个很宝贵的，就是拉撒路的活见证。
There was another most precious thing is that Lazarus has been raised from the dead.
这种无声的见证是更有力量。
This kind of speechless testimony is precious.
所以屋里就满了这个膏的香气。
And then this house is filled with the fragrance.
我们今天在教会里面
，and in the church today，
我们也有各种不同的人
，and we have different kind of people in it。
但是我们如果能够像这个伯大尼这个家庭一样
，but if we can be just like these people in the house of Bethany，
啊，我们在教会里面也能够散发这种香气来
，and in the church we can be the same like them that we express our fragrance。
我们来看哥林多后书。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第二章的十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 14.
感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那因为认识基督而有的香气。因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上，在灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。我们要在各处啊显扬因认识基督而有的香气。
So we must express our fragrance for those people.
我们在各地啊都能够发出基督的馨香之气。
So that in anywhere, we are able to give out fragrance.
我们可以看到这个家庭蛮有爱心。
We could see a family that has a great deal of love.
这个家庭很同心。
And then we could see the unitedness of the family.
所以你看这个腓立比教会为什么会兴旺。
And that's the reason why we could see that the church in Philippi were so progressed.
同心合意兴旺福音。
And then they all prospered the gospel in one accord.
耶路撒冷教会为什么圣公会去推动。
And why did the church in Jerusalem was able to push their ministry?
圣经说他们是同心合意，恒切祷告。
The Bible said they work in one unity and then pray in one accord.
祷告很重要。
And prayers is indeed very important.
但是也要同心合意啊。
But the most important of all, they must have unity in their hearts.
哥林多教会，马其顿的教会。
And the church in Corinth and also church in Macedonia.
他们那种爱心的奉献
and the way they offer themselves with love
就造就了很多信徒
it has edified many
这个就是教会里面的一股很美的事
and this is something very wonderful to happen in a church
那我们看到耶稣来到伯大尼
as we see Jesus came to Bethany
这个也是一个家庭
and this is also a family
我们每一个角落
and every corner
包括家庭也是一样。
In every corner, the family is the same.
有的家庭，有的地方换个香水，车子里面也换香水。
Some families we could find they put those aromas in their home or in their car.
这个香气很美。
And the fragrance was good to smell.
但是我们也看到有的家庭没有香气。
But we could find some families, they do not have any fragrances or perfume in their home.
这个箴言里面曾经讲。
And in Proverbs, it has said this.
看箴言。
Please turn to Proverbs.
箴言21章。
Proverbs chapter 21.
箴言二十一章的第九节。
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 9。
箴言二十一章第九节，宁可住在屋房顶的屋角上，不在宽阔的房屋与争吵的妇人同住。再看十九节。
Let's skip to verse 19。
宁可住在旷野，不与争吵死气的妇人同住。这边箴言二十一章是讲到说，这个宁可住在房顶的角上。
So over at the, this verse, it says that it's better to live on a corner of a roof,
或者住在旷野
than share or live in the wilderness.
也不愿与争吵的死气的妇人同住
than share a house with a quarrelsome wife.
那这个也让我们了解到一个家庭很重要，就是要和气安详才能够温馨。
So this tells us that the peace in a family is very important for the harmony of the home.
最近台湾在选总统。
And in recently there was presidential election went on in Taiwan.
有一对夫妻为了选总统来离婚。
And because of presidential election there was a couple divorce.
因为一个要选这个，一个要选那个。
Because they support different nominees.
但是总统也选过了，
candidate.
也有当选了。
But after the presidential election was assured.
但是夫妻却分开了。
Then they divorced.
人家做人家的总统，但是他的家庭破碎了。
And then even though the presidential election has come to and conclusion, and then their family has been broken.
这样就没有香气了。
And then I think this is kind of family has no fragrance.
夫妻应该能相爱。
And husbands and wife must love one another.
这个家庭才有香气。
Then the family will fill with fragrance.
家庭要共同去经营。
And they must together manage a family.
同心去建造。
And to build the family together.
有一对夫妻是韩国人。
And there's a couple who are Koreans.
他们两个结婚一段时间。
And after they have married for some time.
也非常的相爱。
And then they love one another dearly.
但是在这个最近一段时间里面。
But recently.
他们常常就争吵。
And then they began to quarrel for no reason.
后来这个夫妻他们两个人就有彼此的约束。
So they put a restriction on themselves.
说我们不要再吵。
They said that, let's not quarrel again.
我们能够保持以前的那种情况。
I hope that we could keep what we were before.
他夫妻两个人就一起商量。
So both husband and wife, they negotiated.
说怎么样来做比较好。
They discuss how they should do.
这个做太太的他就先讲了。
So the wife said,
说我如果心情不好的时候，你要让我。
She said that when I'm in a bad mood, you better give way to me.
那先生说，那我心情不好的时候，你也要让我。
And then the husband also said the same thing.
那太太说，先生就问太太说，那我怎么知道你心情不好？
And the husband asked the wife, how do you know that when I'm in bad mood?
他说我心情不好的时候，我会在我的裙子尾巴打一个结。裙子，长裙子的尾巴打一个结。
Oh, the wife said that I will make a knot on my skirt when I'm feeling down or bad mood.
那他太太又问他先生说，那你心情不好我怎么知道？
And then the wife also asked her husband, how do you know that How am I supposed to know that you're in bad mood?
他说我如果心情不好，就是我帽子戴歪歪的时候。
So if I'm in a bad mood, you could find my hat worn properly.
有一天这个先生回家。
So one day when this husband came home.
看到他这个太太的裙子尾巴打一个结。
So he saw that the skirt of his wife having a knot there.
就非常的体贴。
So he showed his love towards his wife.
帮他做家事。
So he helped her for house chores.
和和气气的。
And then they do everything in harmony.
他太太也很感动。
And then the wife was greatly touched.
有一天他先生回到家的时候
And one day when the husband came home
他帽子戴歪歪的回来
And she saw that he wore his hat improperly
他太太也看到了这样
And the wife has observed that
所以就马上这样啊来很亲切的服侍他
And she quickly tried to serve him better
啊轻声细语的啊都没有争吵
And then to talk to him with good voice to please him.
所以两个人就相安无事。
And then both has treated each other in harmony.
那有过了一段时间。
And after some time,
有一天啊,
there was one day,
啊, 他先生哦, 回来的时候, 在半路, 帽子就戴歪歪了。
And on the way, when the husband on the way to return home, he wore his hat not properly.
那他太太呢?很早就在家里裙子尾巴已经打一个结了
And then his wife has long tied a knot long before he came home
啊，两个人就一个从路上回来一个在家里等
So the wife was waiting at home and then the husband was on the way to go home
啊，后来先生一进门的时候
So when the husband entered into the house
这个太太就很不舒服
And the wife was very, very annoyed.
你没有看到我裙子打一个结吗?
Didn't you see that my skirt, I have tied a knot on my skirt?
那他先生也不高兴。
And the husband was not pleased either.
你没有看到我帽子戴歪歪的吗?
He said, didn't you see my hat wasn't worn properly?
大家都说没看到。
So each of them claimed that they did not see the other.
有时候多方体谅。
And sometimes we have to be considered in different ways.
啊，就会啊产生和气。
And that will create atmosphere of harmony.
那先生也没看到太太的裙子打结，太太也没有看到先生的帽子戴歪歪。
And since the husband did not see the knot on his wife's skirt, or nor the wife has seen his husband's hat been worn improperly.
啊，所以两个人就又冲突起来。
So both of them began another fight.
我有一次在报纸上看到一个故事。
So I've read this one story from the newspaper.
啊，这是真实的。
This is a true story.
啊，某一个地方有一个家庭协谈中心。
There was a family reconciliation center, an organization.
有一对夫妻啊，跑到这个协谈中心去。
So there was a couple went to this center.
啊，说哦，我们夫妻啊要来协谈。
They both claimed that we need reconciliation.
啊，这个时候啊，那个主任就问他们。
And then the person in charge of the center asked them.
说你们是发生什么事？
So what's going on between you two?
啊，结果他们就把一些过程告诉他们。
So they both told the whole process to the person in charge.
那这个主任啊，就跟他们说了。
So this person in charge then told them.
啊，这个家庭问题啊，很多了，家家有本难念的经啊。
They said, well, there are the many kinds of family problems, and everybody face a lot of problem in their families.
我看你们夫妻哦。生活上调整一下。
I think there's a need for you to readjust yourself in your family life.
反正大家都能够让步。
So that each of you should give way to one another.
那夫妻两个人就问那个主任说，怎么让步呢？
So both husband and wife asked the person in charge, how should we give way to the other?
如果你们争吵的时候就看业力。
So they said that if both of you wanted to quarrel, then you should look at a calendar.
好，如果吵架的时候是星期一、星期三、星期五，就请这个先生让步啊。
So if it happens to be on Mondays, Wednesdays, or Fridays that you are about to have quarrels, then we'll ask the husband to give way.
啊，如果吵架的时候是星期二、星期四、星期六，那就请太太让步。
And if quarrels should happen on Tuesdays, Thursdays, or Saturdays, then the wife should give way.
啊，这对夫妻觉得这个建议很好。
And the husband and wife both thought that it was a good suggestion for them.
Hey, 我们都没有想过这样来做。
Hey, we never thought about this way.
吵架的时候看日夜历。
We could look at calendar when we are about to quarrel.
看星期几。
By looking at the days.
看这个一三五跟二四六。
By looking at Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, or Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
他们很高兴啊。
So they were very happy.
说这样哦，应该就相安无事了。
And then they thought that they will live in peace.
两个人就手拉手就出去了。
So both of them walked out hand in hand.
但是走没有三十步又跑回来。
So after they, not long after they left the center, they came back again.
说啊，主任啊，星期天没有讲到啊。
And then they asked the person, how about Sundays?
星期一天怎么办?
What should we do on Sundays?
那个主任说，哦，星期一天就放假了嘛。
And then the person in charge said, well, Sundays is a holiday.
哎，星期一天就放假了。
He said that Sundays is a holiday.
其实很多事情我们能够去一心的去追求。
In fact, many things we always try our effort to pursue.
这个家庭里面还是有香气的。
And we still believe that there is fragrance in families.
所以夫妻要和谐。
Therefore, there must be harmony between husband and wife.
夫妻要相爱。
And husband and wife must love one another.
我们来看马可福音第三章。
Please turn to Mark chapter 3.
马可福音第三章
Mark chapter 3
二十四节
Verse 24
马可福音三章二十四节
Mark chapter 3 verse 24
如果一国自相纷争那国站立不住如果一家自相纷争那家站立不住这边提到说一国一家
So here we talk about a kingdom and a house
所以主耶稣在这边告诉我们
So Jesus told us over here.
一个国一个家要站得住啊。
So in order for a kingdom or a house to stand.
这个安定和谐很重要。
And the harmony and also reconciliation is very important.
你看有的国家政局不安定的时候。
When you see some political turmoils in some countries.
老百姓是吃苦的。
And the only person who suffer are their people.
这个国家是不安全的。
And that kind of country is not safe.
家庭也是一样。
And it is the same to families.
我们家庭里面也是要有香气。
Within the family, there must be existence of fragrance.
我们虽然移民的家庭也有很多冲击。
Even though immigration, many people migrated to here facing different problems.
面对很多的困难还有考验。
They have to confront trials and problems.
我们也要求主耶稣常常与我们同在。
And we must ask the Lord to be present with us.
就像这一段圣经所讲的，耶稣来到伯大尼。
Just like this verse said that Jesus arrived at Bethany.
求主耶稣能够时常在我们当中。
We ask the Lord to be present with us always.